Listener Production.
Well, well, well. I just wanted to take a moment to just pause everything for this pre-recorded ad. Would you call it an ad? Yeah, it's an ad because Listener want me to tell you that they need you to fill out a survey on behalf of Complete Drivel. I want to know you better. I want to know who's listening. And in our episode description of today's episode, you will find a link to a survey that I would love for you to fill out. There are prizes up for grabs, $100 gift cards, plus some freebies to the Fuck Off shop for those that complete it. Live long and prosper. Please fill the survey out. I would love you forever.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Drivel with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here!
This is the most triggering sound. I feel like it's a triggering sound for a lot of people. Here we go. Now imagine that at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So Dad worked for Qantas, so we'd often do flights. He'd get up early and he would eat his breakfast with a house full of sleeping children and my mother who has so tired, who's just gotten them all to bed.
Oh. That's aggressive.
Right? For fucking years, my father would do that. For years. And we used to tease him and we used to tell him if he could just fucking not do that. And he always denied that it was that bad. Always, always denied, denied. And I just thought he was lying to himself. My brother was getting married and I was staying with mum and dad and we were up early. And he was eating his breakfast. And of course, being the smart one that I am, I cheekily threw my camera on and recorded him eating his breakfast.
Oh.
Now, I want you to have a listen. Like, just have a listen. This is my dad.
You want proof that that's exactly what you do?
That is nothing like
that's exactly like you!
I just finished my breakfast and made hardly any noise
at all. Oh, you didn't realise I was secretly recording you?
It's so loud.
It's so funny because it was just so perfect because Dad was like, I don't do that. And I was like, Dad, I have it on tape. And then I showed it to him and we were just both laughing because it was so loud and so aggressive. Posted that.
It sounds like he's doing it on purpose.
It doesn't it? Play it again.
He cannot be serious.
That's the thing. He's dead serious.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, how deaf are you? No, I don't do that. How do you not hear yourself?
Yeah.
And I posted that and I was really relieved to know that dads everywhere do that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was my dad was just a fucking moron.
I feel like dads are just unaware. That's why dads have the sneezes.
Oh my God. Don't even. We used to like fart because he would sneeze and scare us so much. This is Dad. I'm going to have to stand up and this is my father. We'll just be in a shopping centre. Ah, you! And then the old ladies will be like, oh! And they'll almost have a fucking heart attack. We all die. It's so loud.
It's so loud.
To be fair, I've inherited that loud. I am a very loud
sneezer. No, I just heard you sneeze before and it's not that bad.
It's not as bad as Dad's. And then, like, it's the toast. It's the combination of I wish I recorded him eating toast, doing this with the bowl, and the slurping of the tea. Like, it's literally like. He does three sips like that. I kid you not. And then Mum and I are pissing ourselves when we're there because it's like, how do you not realise?
Yeah, it's so loud.
It's so loud. And we're like, I'm like, Dad, why do you need to sip it like that? And he's like, well, no, I do three little sips because it cools as I sip it in. I'm like, just don't put the boiling water in. Like, put some more milk in. No. I'm like, fuck!
And I also feel like, is that your family home?
Yes.
It's very echoey.
Oh, so echoey. Oh. And the other thing, so I invented a spoon. I'm trying to get it made. Mm. And it's like metal, like this teaspoon's metal, but it's got a silicon like fold on the side. So when you go like that, you can't hear it. But it's a perfect scraping device.
Oh.
I don't know how to get it made. I've looked into it. It's just too expensive.
I love it. Just for your own sanity, you're trying to make your dad.
I just need one spoon. I don't need to sell it to anyone.
Just need a sample.
I just want one.
Just one.
Oh, God.
That would drive me insane.
Yes. For 35 years. How has my mother coped?
An investigation as to why dads are so loud. Are they just unaware of their surroundings?
Men are just, in general.
Just men suck.
Just men are the worst. So I've had many colonoscopies. I've had a camera shoved up my butt that films the footage. Do you know I want the footage? Do you reckon that's a fetish? Could I sell that?
Maybe. Wait, do you not see? Yeah, they don't show you after.
No, they take screenshots. No, they show you the screenshots and it's the most disgusting, revolting thing I've ever seen. And it's like, ooh, that's in my body. Like, that's what inside your colon looks like.
What does it look like?
It's so hard to describe. It's like alien. It's like tunnels of alien goo. It's so weird to describe. And because you've cleaned, thank God you've cleaned yourself out. Because sometimes if you've not cleaned properly, it's like, it's even more, it's so disgusting.
So is that why they get you to not have anything?
Sorry, that was me. Oh God.
Mr. Popular.
It says here, book in for your next colonoscopy.
No.
Yes, it does.
No.
Of course it doesn't. That would have been... No.
You know I'm going.
I actually need to... I'm going to the doctor actually to follow up. Mm-hmm. They've been trying to... Oh, this is a bit scary. My last colonoscopy was a number of months ago. And usually what happens is you then go up for a follow-up.
Okay.
But I figured if it was bad, they'd like really be persistent or they'd just tell me... Or they'd call me.
Yeah.
Because I'm busy. So that's bad. I've been like, oh, yeah, I'll go in later. And then I was on tour and they're like, please come and see us. And I'm like, well, if it's bad, they're not just going to.
That's true.
Is that true?
No,
because
but
that's what I would assume.
Often they're not allowed legally to give you test results over the phone.
Oh, legally?
Yeah.
But if I did have the C word, surely they wouldn't let me go this long.
No, 100%.
But, I mean, that's my responsibility, not it. Well,
I also love that you're like, how much can I push this deadline?
Yeah. I'm like, oh. But like, the thing is, like, am I going to go? Like, here's my thing. Like, I'm leaving the house. I'm like, am I just going to have to go into the hospital for them to go, everything's fine, sit in a waiting room for 50 minutes?
Yeah, but this is your health.
But if it's fine, why don't just tell me over the fucking phone? I hope it's fine.
They're like trying to save your life. You're like, inconvenient.
Inconvenient.
Oh, woe is me.
Now, the reason why I'm talking about colonoscopies is, Nat, you found an article that is the most fucking disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. My first question is, how does a live animal appear in someone's colon during a colonoscopy? Only in America.
But as soon as I saw it,
Russia.
It made me think of you immediately. So
yeah. So a living animal. So a doctor put a camera in a man's asshole and was greeted to a fly buzzing around his colon.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
A fly.
Oh okay, hang on. Stop. I have a thought. I have a thought about how this could have possibly happened.
I've just had something pop into my head. I wonder if it's the same.
Could a fly have laid an egg on something and then it's birthed inside him?
Yeah, but it would have had... That's what I was thinking too, because flies love shit. But like the shit is produced in the body. So it's not like a fly flies onto his shit.
I think a fly was on his food, laid eggs.
And he ate the eggs.
And maybe because of the reason he was getting a colonoscopy, he was backed up. It had been in his system for a while.
No, but you fast and you like take like magnesium citrate and these pills that make you piss out your anus. Like, how a fly, where's the oxygen? How is a fly staying alive? Like, this man fasted for 24 hours beforehand and he's like, the last thing I ate was some pizza and some lettuce.
You know what? If a fly can survive that, then I think it deserves to be alive, to be fair, if it can go through all of that.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, for a fly, wouldn't that be like heaven? Just constant, there's just shit, fresh shit.
Constant like supply.
At the source.
It's like picking a fruit from the tree.
It's crazy to me.
Oh, God, that's so gross. But to be fair, I have been seeing quite a few of these stories.
What? Flies inside of people?
Not necessarily flies inside of people, but there was a Australian lady who had, oh my God, I can't even say it, it makes my skin crawl, had a spider in her ear.
Oh.
And it was like inside and she thought she was...
Oh.
She thought she was starting to hear things and hallucinate, but it was a spider.
Just tapping.
Ear, just,
Have you seen, is that the one where they get it out with a lighter? Where they sort of heat the area up and it crawls out.
No.
Oh, God, the legs. I love that you've taken your headphones off. Are you okay? Do you know, like, we eat spiders. Apparently we eat, like, 3 spiders in the course of our lifetime while we're asleep.
While we're asleep. Yes, I did know that.
I've probably eaten a few cockroaches.
Well, I sleep with my mouth open. So.
But you can't. You can't control it. You just go limp.
That's true.
But when you see people on plane, you can tell when they're actually asleep because their jaw like swamps into their chin. So when they're just resting, their jaw and their mouth are like normal. Mm-hmm. And then when they're asleep, yeah.
Immediate.
And they look so ugly. Yeah, anyways, I thought inside of my colon was bad, but I haven't had a fly. Maybe next time. Actually, what's the article say? Does it say?
Well, maybe that's why they want to contact you, because they've found some flies in your colon. Who knows?
I'm just trying to work out. Did they work out how it got in there? No, not really.
Mm-mm. Well, how would they know?
I want that to happen to me. So that would just be a really easy win. I could go viral, make a video, make some money for financial gain.
For content purposes.
Yeah.
And financial gain.
But so the thing.
You just start planting animals inside your body and hoping they find
just
it?
Just shelve a giant hamster in there.
Where did my pet rabbit go?
Okay, let's bring the size down. Well, I just love that this man, because what happens is you come out of a colonoscopy and you're like, hello, what's happening? And then they shove a piece of paper in front of you with the photos and they're like, everything's good. Imagine being like, oh, I just had the best sleep. We found a fly in your colon, sir. What? What do you mean? Okay, thank you. The taxi's out the front.
Next.
I'll let you know how I...
Yeah, update us, please, how you go.
Well, if it's bad, I'll update you. If it's good, I'll just probably forget.
And if it's that you find any animals in there, just let us also know.
God, I kind of hope. I kind of.
Let's manifest you finding a fly in your asshole.
Please, no. Cockroach. Small cockroach or a weevil or something.
Ew!
I checked my mail the other day and I got a card, just a postcard in the mail, and it said, write your confession here. It was a reply paid postcard and it goes to a project called the Secret Witness Project, where you can basically leave a confession, a fear, a regret, a betrayal, childhood humiliation, confession. And I thought, this is amazing.
What?
So you write it on the back of the card and you send it off.
But what do they do with it?
Well, it's like it's this project. So then they display it, or there's also a Facebook page called
cool.
The Secret Witness Project. So things that have been put on this page are, I once had an affair and I'm not sorry. It was great. I'd do it again.
Oh, juicy.
This one says, I didn't think I would miss you this much for this long. What a shame your wife found out. I know. Some are a bit dark. At 9 years old, my skirt was ripped off by an older kid while I was in a playground. I never went to a playground again as a child.
Oh, that's really sad.
That is sad. I partially have webbed toes. That's a good one. My family and friends think my family and friends think my drug addiction is under control, and I fear I am under its control. Like this, you know, it's some really deep personal ones. I saw a UFO twice, once at 8 and again at 19.
What?
So I wrote a secret because I've got one. I've got a huge secret that I've never told anyone.
Like anyone?
Anyone. Nobody knows this. And I wrote it on the card and I sent it off. It's got no name attached to it.
Oh my God.
So I'm really interested if it makes it onto the page or, it, you know, where it goes.
And so telling this story, you're not going to disclose.
No, I'm going to read you the secret and you're going to be the only one to know this. Yeah. Because I want to know your reaction to this. This is, you have to censor this.
Okay.
But I'm going to read it to you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mm. Also, I feel honoured. Thank you for telling me this.
Yeah, you should feel honoured. And you have to keep this secret.
I'm really scared. Yeah, Christian, this is...
At some point, this secret will probably come out.
Mm-hmm.
But until that happens, you need to keep it a secret.
100%. This is a studio of silence. Okay. Oh my God, I'm scared. You're looking at me weird.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This is my secret. This is what I wrote on the card. I just found out... Yeah.
That's 100% going to come out at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hard secret to hide for very long.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So I sent it off to them. I posted it off the other day. and I've reached out because I'd love to talk to the creator. I know it's a big bombshell. It's a big bombshell to drop and now just ignore completely. But... yeah, I would like you, Natalie, to try to get the person that created this project because I think we just have so many interesting stories and they probably have just some fantastic secrets that people have written in. And I also want to know where mine's going to go. Mm.
I have no words.
But it's juicy, isn't it? Isn't that like really
it
well...
It's not just juicy, it is the juiciest.
Yeah, it's really good.
This project found you for that very specific reason.
Mm. What celebrity have I slept with?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's true. Completely true. So I'll leave you with that.
How can you? I feel like I need a therapist.
Nat, it's happened again.
What?
What do you think it could be? Of all the things to happen... A second time.
Oh, okay. You've sent nudes accidentally to someone.
You nailed it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Fuck. I did it so well.
Did it again. So the first time was to the Queensland Police as part of some witness protection. Oh, I don't know. You submit evidence and I actually submitted a video from OnlyFans instead of the security camera footage.
I cannot believe you did that.
Oh, neither can I.
In fact, you know what? I can.
So I actually got word back because I posted... After the episode aired, someone from the Queensland Police had said they tried to find it, they couldn't find it, but also it goes into a file and then they talk about it at like the end of your Christmas party. Yeah. I don't know if I was allowed to say that.
That is so funny.
But I think she works for the New South Wales.
It's just a PowerPoint at the end of the year.
And here's all the things idiot morons has sent us. So Christmas time, super busy time. I have an online shop. We sell fuck off products and whatnot. And I do a lot of socials. So I have to upload them into a communal Dropbox for my marketing team, which are a bunch of young straight guys who work at that very Gold Coast. They go to festivals, like they go to Coachella, like they're like former builders. They're now running their own like business. Young, cool, super straight. One of them, the conversation was, I was having my ACL done. He's like, oh yeah, the last time I had a general was when they had to put my asshole back in. And I was like, sorry?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah, prolapsed asshole. And I was like...
That's a thing that can happen?
Yeah, your asshole comes... Like, And I was like, wow, tell me more.
Tell me more about your asshole.
This is why I've signed with them. So they're fantastic.
What, because this asshole fell out?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I mean, not for the reasons why the gays usually get prolapsed assholes, okay. But I'll take it. So they handle my marketing. We have a warehouse at the Gold Coast. They pick, pack, post... and everything for me. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is I film all the socials and then I upload them into a communal Dropbox so they can use in our like EDMs.
Oh, electronic direct mail?
Email direct marketing? No. So it's for email campaigns. So they handle all that. They go, we need some photos of these little seeds that I have.
Okay.
So they've got fuck off lasered on them. Yep. You plant them. The plant grows with fuck off on it.
Love it.
Insane.
Love it.
So took some photos. Called them seed for getting that. And also titled.
What?
Something else with spellings. Yep. And then just uploaded them without thinking. They're not going to do the seed stuff. They're like, we're not going to do that yet and whatnot. And then I was like, that's weird. I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah. Because he's like, oh, you haven't uploaded the stuff. And I was like, oh, no, I have. And he's like, oh, it doesn't look like there's any files in there. So I was like, oh, yeah, here's a file. And then I opened it and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So it was a photo of me on my knees, covered. Yeah. And I was naked. With like, and the other guy's penis was in, and he was like, that's why I called it drenched in seed. And so I immediately took it down. Actually, no, I didn't. I was smart enough to just check it, and it tells you who's viewed it, because it tells you all the users that have viewed it.
Oh, no.
All of them had viewed it. Because obviously, being the lads that they are, they were like, go! I sent it round as a group haul. So now I can never, ever go back to the warehouse where I film a lot of content. I can't do Zoom calls with them anymore because it's so fucking awkward. And also, it's like an HR issue.
Oh, no, sorry. What I'm taking away from this is that he was so polite.
Yes,
to
so
be
polite.
Like, I can't see any files in there.
Yeah, I know. There are no files of the product.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, there are.
Christian, that is the most aggressive.
The photo that you wanted is in there.
That is the most aggressive.
He's like, no, I don't want that photo.
No, please, I don't want that photo. Okay, all right. So what are we taking away? What are we learning?
We learned that I need a better file management system, that I don't just need to throw everything on the desktop. That I need to organise it. So do you know what I did?
Maybe check.
Yeah.
Maybe check.
Well, no, but yeah.
Before you.
Well, it's on a Mac, so it's just like a JPEG, and that's it. You don't get a preview. Yeah, maybe just, yeah. What I did was, so I now have a hard drive for just my OnlyFans content and a hard drive for everything else. So when I'm doing other content, I disconnect the OnlyFans hard drive, so there's no way I can access anything, and accidentally do it.
Smart.
So when I'm in OnlyFans mode, hard drive goes in. Do my thing,
yep.
Pull it out, put it over to the side.
Smart.
So no more Queensland Police will get video nudes. And I'm so sorry to the team at the collab bar. You will not be getting, fingers crossed, you won't be getting nudes anymore. The other thing is I have the one computer at my place, and sometimes Trudy, who's the operations manager of the thing, she'll come over and we'll have meetings. And she's like, can I just use your computer? And I'm like, yeah. Forgetting that I've like screenshotted things for stills for OnlyFans. So she politely she partitioned the computer so she's got a login on my computer because the desktop was just full of dicks in my mouth.
And she's not very well equipped.
She just doesn't want to see that.
To deal with that.
No.
Is she?
No. And I'm all like,
oh, Trudy, bless her.
Poor Trude. Poor Luke and Sam. Jesus Christ.
Also, out of all the things you could have uploaded, that's probably one of the most aggressive.
Mm-mm.
No,
there's way more aggressive. Okay. I'm like, oh, thank God it was only that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Safe to say you're going to be ending up in a lot of end-of-year Christmas party
Can you imagine if he didn't check and that was an EDM to 14,500 people? I just realised that. I would be absolutely in prison.
Okay, they're doing their job. Well done, boys. Good job. They're doing their job.
Guys, I could have got 25 to life. Fuck, the day will come.
Next week on Complete Drivel.
Pregnancy turns me on. Yeah, there's a pregnancy fetish.
What?
Yeah. Did you not know this? There's a fetish for everything.
Hi, it's Christian Hull here. You've just been listening to my voice. Do you know what I'd love? I'd love you to share this with a friend or an enemy. Just anyone, please. My downloads need to be a bit higher. Thanks.